You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grace in Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grace in Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
All right, Riggins, here's the crazy story. 28-year-old woman in Florida named Gabrielle Franz. I'm guessing it's Franz. It's F-R-A-N-Z-E. Could be Franzi, which would be even cooler.
That'd be sick.
Well, she was arrested last week because she was, let's see what the charges were. Two counts of misdemeanor stalking.
Ooh.
She is a firefighter. And she's been placed on paid leave because she was arrested because she was caught throwing dozens of tampons into her ex-boyfriend's, like onto his yard, where he now lives with his new girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. The report says that there were 75 to 100 tampons that she had painted red, so it looked like they were used. And she initially denied that she was there or even knew where her ex lived. But when she was shown security footage of her truck, she changed her story and said that her mom and an aunt talked her into doing it. It was their idea.
Oh, gosh. So mom and aunt are co-conspirators telling her, like, you better get that bitch. She deserves this.
According to her. And I don't know whether she's saying that about them because she thinks it's going to, you know, lessen the charges against her, which it wouldn't. It doesn't matter whose idea it was. If you're the one out there doing it, but I guess you could get them on a, you know, conspiracy charges or whatever. I don't know. But there she is. She's a firefighter, and puts it all at risk because she has to lash out in that way because whatever, I mean, her boyfriend, ex-boyfriend may be a son of a bitch. Who knows?
Yeah.
But if you can't control your emotion, it's not even like, you know, you could see maybe a crime of passion or jealousy or whatever, where she tried to hurt him, you know? Yeah. You go, he just drove her to insanity and she was trying to, even though it was not the thing to do, that's more understandable than just trying to do something that is a symbolism thing. You know, yeah. It's just a symbol. This is what I think of you, or just to taunt him or, you know, I don't know. It just shows that no matter how much you think somebody has got it together, like we look at our firefighters and all as heroes, but the women ones still let their emotions control them.
Yeah. It's so true.
In too many cases, she just could not keep her emotions in check.
Yeah.
To refrain from lashing out in the stupidest way.
Yeah. In the dumbest way. And it's not even like one of those, like you walk in and you catch him cheating with a new girl and she just snaps. She had to sit down in her living room at the coffee table with a red Sharpie and paint color 75 to 100 tampons. At no point during that little party did she go, wait a minute, what am I doing? Let me slow down.
Now I picture her mom and her aunt sitting there with her and helping her do all of it. We're going to show him.
Yeah. And it's like, what does that even mean? And You just look like a nutty, like at some point, do you think like if he sees this, he's going to take me back or she's resigned to the fact that they are totally broken up?
I'm thinking that, that this is going to, I don't know. It's going to symbolize that I am always here and I'm going to keep doing stuff. I'm going to aggravate him and aggravate her to let them know that they didn't get the best of me.
Yeah.
I threw 100 tampons in their yard. You think you're getting the best of me? Wow. This is my game.
I want to see, these must be some tough looking broads. I'll be honest.
Well, you can Google her mugshot, and she's got that, like, most of her hair is jet black. It's dyed jet black. And then she's got that one golden streak that goes down the side.
Sure. Sure. I'm familiar.
Not like Tulsi Gabbard has that one streak. I mean, this is where she's bleached and it looks like, you know, it's not a professionally done job on her hair.
Yeah.
But she could be a nice looking woman.
Yeah. Okay. All
right. Young. But she looks like the type of a woman who would throw tampons in her ex-boyfriend's yard.
Got it. I've suspected as much. And you know what? Her aunt or her mom are probably the ones also doing her hair for her.
Yeah.
They're multi-talented.
Now I'm thinking, if you're going to paint 100 tampons, would you do it with a red Sharpie like you were saying, or would you just get a little can of red paint and dip it in there?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, probably just dipping. That would be quicker.
But it would be messier, and would it look as realistic?
It would be messier, and no, it probably wouldn't. And now that I think about it, she's just using the cotton from the tampon. She's not using the applicator, like 100 applicators or whatever, right?
Right.
This is just the tampon with the string on it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, to save time, probably paint, but it wouldn't look as realistic. But it seems like it was more to send a message, mm-hmm, rather than wanting to convince them that they were real.
Yeah. But what is that?
I don't know.
What is that message? Because, I mean, the old thing from The Godfather, where the guy wakes up with the horse's head in his bed, that was symbolizing, you don't mess with us. And it was his prize horse. He loved it. And it was so expensive. Mm-hmm. And the mob was saying, we don't care, whatever you have, we'll do this to your horse. We'll do this to your family.
Yep.
You know, kind of thing. What's that message she's trying to convey with tampons?
I don't know. Used tampons. I don't know. What could she possibly be saying?
I think it's media malpractice that they didn't put it in the article.
It's true.
Why did you do this?
It's so gross too. I would go beyond a misdemeanor. I mean, that seems, you're stalking and you're throwing colored tampons into the yard. I don't know. You're a psycho.
Now I wonder how she did it. Did she walk it? Were they all in a box and she just starts flinging them like she's at a parade throwing candy, or like she's throwing out fertilizer or something?
Yeah.
You know? Did she just take the box and just dump it into the yard? Surely she spread it throughout, right?
Yeah, I picture them being spread out for some reason. But yeah, and like really getting her aggression out, just like you know those little snap and pops that you get at 4th of July?
Yeah.
Those little things you throw down. So she's just like throwing them all over the yard, and they're probably none the wiser. They're probably inside watching, you know, Netflix or something.
Or asleep, you know.
Or maybe asleep, yeah. And then her damn Aunt Deborah's like, get in the car, baby. We're going to go take care of this shit right now. And you're like, oh, all right. It's on.
He ain't going to do you like that no more. Yeah, and then you do stuff like that, and then it really makes the person realize, oh, I made the right decision.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Crazy ass.
Yeah. Oh. Now she's going to lose her job, probably.
Sure.
Because, you know, you can't have a firefighter that shows, you know, that type of emotional instability.
Well, now that you say that, I think if she was a police officer, I would have more hesitation. But a firefighter, if she's doing her job, I don't know that I care that she's crazy. She's putting out a fire.
I know, but what if she's got to go in and save somebody? Firefighters have to do all kinds of stuff. They have to do EMT type work and all that kind of stuff. Speaking of, did you see that story, Riggins, from Huntersville, your town, where that guy's house caught on fire over the weekend?
Yes.
And that bastard weighed 600 pounds.
Yeah.
And they barely got him out of that house.
Yeah, I did see that. I think it was like made national news.
Yeah.
This crazy story.
Yeah. And said that the, one of the firefighters I heard on the other radio station I work for, the news station, was saying that usually that would have taken, it should have taken nine men to get him out of there, but they did it with six because it was such a dire situation. They just had to do it.
It's crazy.
100 pounds.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen why the, what caused the fire or anything, but damn.
Yeah. I don't know. And I'm about 200 pounds away from that. So, I mean, like, God forbid, like the house catches off. I think about it all the time. I live here alone. Like it's, I take comfort in knowing that I have a job where we're scheduled to be at a certain time, because I know if I don't show up on this show, that'll be the first, you guys are going to be the first people to find out like Riggins is not okay. I think about it often, especially when I'm eating. I'm like, if I choked, like nobody's going to know until the show starts the next day.
You need one of those bracelets.
A life alert?
Yeah.
I might need one. They should make that for like single millennials. And I think that's a great idea. A life alert.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins. What is new radio? New radio is Yvette. We'll be live more and more throughout 2025.
It keeps me connected to all my friends.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grace in Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grace in Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.